This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, I want to share with you, my brothers and sisters and elders, I want to share with you a quote. Somebody said, learning is not memorizing data. Learning is changing behavior. He said, learning is not memorizing data. Learning is to change behavior. To give you two examples. One, supposing you are a smoker, which I hope you are not, but if you are, and you get this video or you get this short course or some data about the harmfulness of cigarette smoking. Right, all that it does to you, possibility of lung cancer, this, whatnot. Now you will watch that very carefully, you memorize it completely. And then you say, I am learned about cigarette smoking and I can recite for you this whole thing without any problem. Are you learned or not learned? While you're still smoking, you're saying, I can recite the whole thing, I can recite for you. Right? Makes no sense. If you really learned about the harmfulness of cigarette smoking, what must happen? You stop. You stop smoking cigarettes. Simple as that. If you do not stop smoking cigarettes, it means that you have not really learned about the harms of cigarette smoking. No matter, even if you memorize that booklet, makes no difference. I had heard many times about the benefits of walking. I said 10,000 steps. Somebody said, if I can distill for you the secret of good health and put it into a little bottle, that would be 10,000 steps. 10,000 steps is 5 miles. Roughly 2,000 steps to a mile. So I just told you that now. All of you are learned about this. 10,000 steps is the secret to good health. Because the reality is that majority, if not almost all, the problems of, which is geriatric illnesses, or so geriatric ailments, not illnesses, are the result of sedentary behavior, of not walking enough, not moving enough. So 10,000 steps. You know, when I consider myself to be learned about 10,000 steps, is when I started walking 10,000 steps. Which was now about from July onwards. Last 3 months, I do an average of between 13,000 to 15,000 steps every day. Right? That is 6 to 7 miles every day.
You do a treadmill or a street?
Walk. Street.
You do?
Huh? I don't like stuff. You don't see? come.
I do that.
Come walk with me.
Those, they ask my brother. They ask you.
What are you doing walking? Yeah. Yeah, I walk. Alhamdulillah. The reason I'm saying this to you is because this is our problem. Not the cigarette smoking and walking. About Islam. We all know at least the basics of the deen. We all know what is halal. We know what is haram. We know we should not make shirk. We know we should not do bidat, right? We know we should pray 5 times a day. We know in the salah we must have khushu, concentration on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes? Who doesn't know this? We know this. The key is, still it doesn't help us in life. Illa mashallah. Why? For the same reason. Knowing about 10,000 steps won't help you. Walking 10,000 steps will help you. We know about Islam. But do we do Islam? Do we actually practice Islam? That's a question each one of us has to ask ourselves. It's not a general statement for everyone. But each one, we need to ask. I need to ask myself, am I practicing Islam completely? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kafatan. وَلَا تَطَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ. Allah said, O you who believe, enter into Islam. How much? Completely. Totally immerse yourself in Islam. Don't like sit on the side of the pool and, you know, put your foot in the water and test the water. Is it cold, not cold? No. Jump into the water completely. Dive down. Drink some water also, right? Immerse yourself in the deen. And the ayah is to whom? Who is the addressee? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Those who believe. I might say, I already believe. I said, what is there to do? I mean, I'm already a Muslim. What are you telling me? Obviously, there is something to say. That's why Allah is saying. Allah doesn't simply talk for the sake of talking. No? Allah said this. Why? Because this is the entering Islam. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is the door. So I entered the door. Alhamdulillah. Good, good. Better than being outside. In the cold, at least now I'm inside. But is it enough? Just to stand inside the door? For the whole of your life, just stand inside the door. So imagine there's a fantastic palace. There is a dining room. There is fabulous food, all free. Right? There's beautiful bedrooms. You go sleep there. There's a fantastic media room. You go watch anything you like to watch. And so none of that. You don't touch any of that. You're standing inside in front of the door. Does it make sense? Sure, you're not outside the house. No doubt about it. You're inside the house. But you have not tasted anything from this house. This is the problem of what I call selective obedience, which is not from Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow us to do selective obedience, because selective obedience is disobedience. What is the meaning of selective obedience? Selective obedience means there are three things to do, and I choose to do one and three, but two I won't do. So when you are selecting what to obey, you are automatically selecting what you will not obey. So selective obedience is disobedience. Selective obedience is arrogance. You are saying, for example, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, you, ya Rab, you may want me to do this and this, but I will decide. You hold on. Right? You hold on. I mean, you can have your orders and your wishes. That's okay. But I will decide what of this I will do. Effectively, in our behavior, we are saying this to Allah. Na'udhu billah. We say, it doesn't matter. You may want me to do this. No, no. I will decide what I will do. Allah has no need for this. No? Allah has? Yesterday in the khatira, I overheard, as I was leaving, Sheikh was saying, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Why? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. The man is doing salah. He is praying. And Allah is saying, "Hui, woe to you." Because that salah is coming with arrogance. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. People who want to delay the salah. Why do we delay salah? He said, no. Hayala salah, hayala fana. No, hold on. Yeah, okay, you want me to come. I'll come. I'll come in my own good time when I feel like coming. Not convenient for me just now. Ya Rab. You want me to pray now? Sorry, I will pray. You got to wait. Imagine, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, somebody who is praying, this Fawailulil Musalli is not going to somebody who is not doing salah. No. Who's praying. But in the whole idea of salah is submission, is ubudiyyah. But when the person is delaying the salah, when the person is saying, I will pray when I feel like praying, this person is negating the very essence of the meaning of salah. Salah is sujood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, come with salah bayk. وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah said to him, submit. He said, I have submitted. No delay. Submit, I have submitted. He didn't say, hold on a second, you know, give me 5 minutes. No. Submit, I have submitted. There is a value in obedience, in complete and total obedience, in complete and total faith. One day Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhuma, they were having an argument. Rasulullah ﷺ came there. Rasulullah ﷺ said to Sayyidina Umar, when all of you doubted me, he was the only one who had no doubt. He was the only one when I presented to him, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, instantly he accepted. He said, leave my sahabi alone. Huh? He said, leave my companion alone. Imagine. Huh?
Obedience.
I remind myself when you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chose this deen for us. You didn't choose it for yourself. I didn't choose it. Allah chose it for you and me. I'm not saying that. Allah said it. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت إليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah said, today I have completed my blessing on you. I have completed my ni'mat on you. I have completed my gift to you. And I have chosen for you this deen. Allah chose this deen for us. Allah gave this deen to us. This is a deen. This is not just a bunch of rituals to worship. This is how you worship. After you are out of the masjid, then you are king. No. An abd of Allah is the abd of Allah. The slave of Allah is the slave of Allah until he reaches his grave. Because that is the greatest level of honor, is to be the slave of Allah. Not the slave of a human being. That is zillah. That is disgrace. That is haram. The slavery of Allah is the greatest honor. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-aqsa. Min al-masjid al-haram. Ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Allah said, he is the one who took, glorified is the one who took his slave from Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Ila Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Barakna ha'ulahu linuriyahu min ayatihi innahu huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Wallahi, Allah said he purified the surroundings. Gaza is min hawlil masjid al-Aqsa. The West Bank is min hawlil masjid al-Aqsa. Al-Quds is min hawlil masjid al-Aqsa. Allah said, I have purified. Wallahi, he purified. He put their people who he loves. He opened the doors of Jannah above them. And he calls them and they go to him. And they do not complain. They say, Alhamdulillah. They are the ayat of Allah. They are the signs that there is faith. They are the signs that we do not fear death. They are the signs that there is no anxiety in us that we will be killed. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. These are the signs that this deen is true. These are the signs that this deen has today, 1500 years later, there are people who stand firm like rocks on whom the waves of kufr and shirk smash themselves. That one child there has more strength and power than all the armies of the world. La ilaha illallah. Let us value what we have. Let us value what we have. This deen didn't come to us free. And there are people like those who are still paying the price for this deen. They can stop paying that price in 1 second if they leave it. 1 second. There are people who will weigh them in gold and give them if they leave the deen. I remember my friend from South Africa told me once, they had gone to Al-Aqsa in Ramadan, and he said they were there in Etikaf, and there was one young boy, maybe 10 years old, who used to be with them, he used to hang around with them and so on and so forth, and wonderful boy, everyone sort of loved him very much. And they said to the boy, you come with us, we'll take you to South Africa. We'll take you to South Africa, we'll look after you, we'll send you to the best schools and this, and we'll send money to your family also. He said, no, I won't come. He said, why? I won't come. He said, call your parents. Call your parents. He called his parents. So he said to the parents, this kid is here, they are having trouble finding food to eat, you know, the poor people. So we'll take you with us. I mean, alhamdulillah, you will never lack for anything. And if we are not kidnapping, we're taking you, we'll keep you as our like our son. If you come back here. He said, no. He said, why? He said, if I go, who will look after this? Al-Aqsa. He said, if I go, who will look after this? Alhamdulillah, that this deen, that we as Muslims have among us people like this. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah to make them shafi for us and we meet Allah. That we can ask Allah and say, Allah, we did not do anything, but because they did it, forgive us also. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us puts the real value of Islam in our hearts. Amen. That we truly learn to value this wonderful wealth which Allah gave us and give us free without any effort. Any effort. I was born into this religion. I did nothing. But there are people who struggle and come into the deen. May Allah bless them. There are people who are the first generation in the Islam. I don't even know which generation I am, but there are people who are the first generation in Islam because they accept Islam. Alhamdulillah, it is one of the year. Alhamdulillah, they are blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to appreciate this deen and to fill our hearts with the love for this deen. And we ask Allah to give us the tawfiq to practice this deen completely and totally with love and with joy and with enthusiasm and with energy and with focus. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then to reward us in keeping with His grace and His majesty. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك اللهم